Rainbow, after the night blooming Sirius. From the water fountain, we spotted your arc, the grass still wet, the basketballs sitting in puddles of your iridescent shadow. Can anything be this beautiful again? It's hard to tell now from which cloud you emerged, the trees where you end or begin. Like a mercurial god, you slice the sky, reveal your glowing twin. I'll never keep your unbroken light, a light that transilluminates the sky. On the court, we were suspended in the flight paths of players past, shouting in the autumn air. You heard them, didn't you? You, dimensionless, unreachable, but for now I've caught you in a bucket of water. This afternoon will never happen again, but I know that's not true. The wood chips smell like wild carrots. Landscape with the fall of Icarus, after the peacock room. Sometimes I'm Icarus, and sometimes I'm the shepherd. Half awake at dawn, I was the ship beholding rosy cities in the distance. Every night I am the horse. If I were wiser, I would be the water, the kind Lucretius would have deemed outside of God, instead just void and infinite atoms. Usually I just wish I could be the useless sheep. From far enough away, it's hard to tell the difference. Folly looks like bravery. The sun feels warm as arms. Which life am I living today? And which am I ignoring? Labyrinths, islands, all the things beneath the things I am and cannot see. Lying in bed, thinking of dumplings, after Elegies for Paradise Valley. New Year's dumplings made from Xeroxed lists. We're folded over the table, pleating dough that's oozing meat. A girl in track shorts waits, fishing them out of the bubbling steel pot, reaching for a plate to hold everything she's caught. I wonder what Paul Paul would think about all this, or what Gong Gong, slapped awake, would say. I know the dead cannot be proud, can't even talk, no matter how much they visit my dreams. Their house, a highway now, their words, just sounds to me. Where do ghosts go when their haunts have gone away? And where is the Dao Fu Fa lady who bossed around her daughter? Where's Jasmine and Tak Chi, who ran through the underpass gleefully? The family who owned Chung's, that fat cat Mimi, asleep on newspapers warmed by the sun. I think of Vincent, who should be here today, his mother's face transformed by grief. Where did the Lowa Qs go? What do they think of us Juxings? The dumplings, finally ready, are juicy and gone fast. I walk home through neighborhoods outlived by trees. Where do ghosts go when their haunts have gone away? Chinatown Cone, after Words in the Morning Time. 1. I tried to imagine your face, the face you make when you look at yourself in the subway window, the face that braces the winds of this city, your face when you write, your face when you are thinking of nothing good, nothing bad. What was your face before your parents were born? A sign on the lobby door scrawled on computer paper by the super. Today can't go out to outside to buy food. I watch the day pass outside my window, which faces a brick wall. I dream I'm in a school gym that night as you stomp through the bleachers one by one. Then you come to me. I can't move. What was the face that taught your face to hate my face? What is your face when you imagine mine? Today can't go out to outside to buy food. NYPD posted a sign that someone going to shoot Chinese people in Chinatown. Before we were born, before my parents or yours, did we share the same face? 2. Ars longa, vita brevis. Vita brevis, lux redit. Magenta and heavenly green applied with a palette knife onto the sky. The sky which chariots gales from grown-over battlefields, smoke from destroyed libraries to Ann Arbor, graveyard swallowing graveyard. 3. Arboreal air, massless, always moves. We couldn't hear it without trees. Trees surround me now. I want to believe hate is brief, love is long. Long ago, doing bison, laying down clementines for Popo and Gong Gong, wind with the threat of rain. What did I know then of prayer? Manistique, Michigan, after stars. A crowded sky, bright needles threading in and out of its cloth. This lake in this land of many waters could unfurl as far as any curtain above me. Who am I to say? These dying stars are planets, the old astronomers said, their telescopes too small to tell the difference. Children think in poetry, and over years, poetry is left in a drawer. The old questions implode and scatter and create the new ones. Stellar winds shake off the layers. Primavera, after Monet's Water Lilies. Zephyrus, Chloris, Venus, Mercury. The printout of Botticelli's Primavera in the lecture room. 500 plants gathered in the rectangle, 190 flowers, others we cannot identify for certain. Aglaia, Euphrosyne, Talia. After hours, we visit this room for the assignment. Intertwined fingers, gazes filling every direction. Butterfly thin, the fabric is diaphanous, they said. The ground lapis lazuli so costly, some painters couldn't afford to finish their calculations of human and godly proportions. Some story is passed from figure to figure that I cannot penetrate, but I could stare forever at a strand of hair. Linger a little while longer thinking about beginnings and the soul's migrations before the dining hall shuts its doors. Fairy tale, after theme and variation. There once existed a mirror, I read, that twisted anything it reflected into ugliness, evil instead. It shattered, and the winds did as winds do, and that is why every tenement or room that's filled with joy has a wink of doom. I'm too old for these stories, it seems. In the shower, I watch the streams fall from my fingers and daydream about my friend who wants to devise a way for the light in her paintings to liquefy when it tumbles down a street or hits a high-rise. Sometimes I want to be liquid or steam, a cloud with eyes, beholding something true that can never be modified. This once existed, I read. A ringlet in a Ruth Asawa sculpture, after American Journal. One of many somethings suspended in air. Who am I? Nothing but the shape of my neighbor's edges. Together we are something I don't know, but the something we are is made of the same shining hardness. I see what we might be only in glimpses when I look down and see our shadow across the room, change as the day grows long. You can look straight through me and see another. January, after October. Even weighed down by ice, the dogs ran in as my mom shut the steel door behind them and covered them in towels. She dried them, paw by paw. I liked to linger in the half-awake morning, cocooned, turning away from the fluorescent kitchen. Gong Gong was talking to me then, during those night visions. Popo gyule tengyet mo sai tau fut, he said. Bacon and chan bao, and the smell of wet fur. Streets below full of goodbyes and promises, every mistake so certain and distant. Autumn's brilliant glow, diluted into colorless river, as of feeling into time, as of lyrics in a grandfather's mind, as of sunlight through the moon's lakes. Days which unfold like an asterism, sapphire filed down to reveal the star within, the slice of constellation. Bottling light in cyanotypes like a graduate student hoards library books. The sky now a solid metal door, now inscrutable, like a song in an almost forgotten language. Overhearing it at the supermarket here, knowing that back home my mom is walking toward Union Square alone, listening to that ballad again about how the moon represents her heart. Eggshell, silver-brushed, slate. Agitating the deep blue out of the paper, like a photograph. Light that is no longer. Light that is transformed. Steel light no one else may ever see. Light still. Coins and leaves and laces of it. January years ago, opening my eyes on the couch to TV light, still in my coat when my mom had carried me in. Dreaming of summer and the oranges I used to hide in Gong Gong's vest, a word I've since forgotten. The trees' branches broke from the weight of the snow. The children are making angels in it now. We are in the middle of something that must end. How did trees learn to die deathlessly? Drone of crunching, winter's needles in my shoes, hands, nostrils. Out here, you can hear everything. Murmuration after a plague of starlings. Outside the classroom, poured like endless liquid, starlings filled the sky. What I imagine it looked like when Pandora's box was opened up. Instead of colors, an explosion of Stygian arrows with white dotted feathers. The starlings perched on the windowsills, tapped until someone let them in, despite our teacher's cries, which the starlings mimicked perfectly. Then they became a gyre around us, revealing the voices of every writer we studied. Plato expounding on the soul, the old lullabies Robert Hayden sang to Maya on dead winter nights. The birds grew frantic and began imitating each other. Now they cawed the same inscrutable thing, a murmur of the primordial, the old and new words combined into sound, a cry maybe, or a laugh, or something unknown. A chorus reaching a vaulting harmony. I was enraptured, in love, angry, feared I may never speak again. Then began, fossil, fuchsia, mantis, man. Buzzing and star-marked, they left and turned the sky, completely dark. I hear them still, every now and then, murmuring, aurora, pitched, sorcerer, amen.